This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, February 15th. Wheat markets were under pressure yesterday throughout this session, and that was a combination of poor export sales and declining world prices, which is kind of coming out of left field here. And France is the one leading us down. Russian prices keep creeping higher, at least holding steady in some areas. But it was France that sold 600,000 tons of wheat to Algeria yesterday at $247 a ton, which is down $14 from what they sold to Algeria in early January. That's a pretty big eye-opener there, and obviously the market wasn't comfortable with that either. Coming on the coattails of a poor export sales number of just 141,000 tons. That's of January 3rd, which of course is a holiday week, and we expect low numbers, but that was far less than what the trade was expecting. In fact, the low end of the range was 200,000 tons, the high end 500,000 tons. We were clearly looking for better numbers, and we just didn't get them. Hard-red winter wheat sold 26,000 tons of that 141. Soft red was 40,000, spring wheat just 13, and soft white 52,000 tons. So we continue to see soft white be a pretty impressive performer here. Not a huge surprise. We expected that the U.S. would see more soft wheat demand, especially with Australia's second drought in a row, where this year's crop was far lower than last year's crop. So they don't have much to export. And thus, the Southeast Asian markets, of course, looking for soft wheat for their markets, the next logical place would be the PNW of the United States. And that's where we see some pretty impressive sales going on, the basis looking strong. So that's something that was certainly supportive to the soft white market, but it's really, you know, of course, it's not going to really help the futures market. And I also think it's worth noting that after the big break in the futures market yesterday, soft white basis at the PNW was up about 15 cents. So it's worth noting that it's bucking the trend of the futures of the broader wheat complex, and in particular the futures market. So we're looking at a situation where world prices are kind of being pulled back, led by France, which is unusual, at the same time that Russian prices are basically holding steady and their interior prices still sitting at record highs. So if Russia wants to compete, it's going to have to back off on its offers. That's unlikely to happen at least over the next month or so until you get into warmer temperatures in these deep water. Even the deep water ports would make transportation easier. But we do know that Russia still does have, according to their statistics, about 10 million tons of wheat left to sell in the export market. You know, they're going to try to do that, obviously, in the last few months of their marketing year before the next crop comes on. And this is part of the outside pressure that we're seeing in this wheat complex, is the expectation that Russia's production for this coming year will be quite large. They're talking about 80 million tons, which is up 10 from what they had this past year. It's still 5 million tons short of the record that they had 2 years ago, but still at 80 million tons, that's going to be a big one. And it would obviously just add pretty much all of that to the export market, which they dominated up until about a month ago, and then they really backed off. So, you know, obviously that would help ease their domestic prices and keep pressure on the world prices. But in the meantime, so we're looking at kind of a shortening window here. We expected that we would see a big bump in demand for U.S. wheat as we got into the December, Jan, Feb time window. That looks like that's pushed back a good month. And we are seeing demand pick up, except for this last export sales number. And of course, it was a holiday. So we'll see if we can pick that up. If we don't, if the export sales don't pick up quickly, then I think we're in trouble because we're going to be running out of time. Millers are going to be buying wheat to get them in through their needs until the harvest comes. Usually they're pretty much done doing that by the end of March. And then we're into the growing season. And then it just depends on how things look. Here in the United States, we're dealing with a fundamental picture of a drop in winter wheat plantings. And I think that's why spring wheat futures have held so well, despite the pressure we're seeing in the winter wheats. If the market wants more acres, which I presume it would, since we're sitting at 110-year lows in winter wheat plantings, that it obviously has to go to Minneapolis. And I think it's trying to buy some acres for spring wheat, which frankly I don't think will be a tough job for them, considering that the Northern Plains, of course, have been moving away from from spring wheat acres and wheat in general for several years. They've moved over to corn, soybeans, pulse crops have been a big push. Pulse crop market has really kind of imploded over this past year. So I think the move out of there back into spring wheat won't be that difficult to do. Corn is very expensive to plant, and you really can't grow soybeans well once you get into, you know, the western half of the Dakotas on west. So I think going back to spring wheat won't be that tough a job to do. It's not that hard to grow. It's drought resistant to a point. And I think that that would be easy if the market's showing some life, which spring wheat's trying to do, but it's just being drugged down by the winter weeds. So I think that's, as we look forward, you know, normally you have decent strength into the markets as we work our way into early May. I think spring wheat could follow that quite well. The winter wheats, you know, we're back down to trading range lows, which basically are a test of the harvest lows. So we haven't been able to do anything. And as we get into our prime time window, you know, we're just going to be kind of wallowing off of the lows that held during harvest. I wouldn't think you'd get below that because you're in a tighter stock situation, if anything, than you were then. And we should see more demand coming. So it's surprising to see the market under so much pressure. But the Goldman roll is over, and we saw where their positions were. They were clearly short as they were buying the front month and selling the back month, which took the carries to basically zero in Chicago. But once that roll was done, the markets kind of fell apart, and there was just another wave of selling. And again, part of that was the poor export sales number. Part of that was the French sale. But we don't see the Black Sea price falling apart. And here in the United States, you know, we're following the world price fairly closely. And if France is going to be leading us down, I think that would be short-lived. They didn't have a huge crop themselves. So they managed to get a good sale to Algeria, which is just right next door to them. So, but the bottom line is they are lowering their offers to make sure they capture the business. And that's pulling pressure on the broader world market. So a couple other things. Informa putting out some acreage estimates, all wheat at 46.8 million acres. That's down 1 million pretty much exactly from last year. Now the winter wheat plantings were down 1.2 million from last year. So it suggests that spring wheat plantings will be up a couple hundred thousand. We'll see where that all plays out, but spring wheat clearly is trying to buy those acres and keep them as we work our way into spring planning and spring planting. So I would expect that wheat markets will hold here. This is major support levels. It just appears that we're in a pretty wide trading range, and the markets struggle to get much going to the upside. In spring wheat, it's just a much different look. We were actually at the top end of a trading range and just breaking out of that before we had the big day down yesterday, and that pulled us back into that range. But winter wheats, we're back down to major lows. Kansas City just barely took out its low. I think it's going to hold here. In Chicago, we're pretty close. We're within about a nickel of those major lows. So again, I would think that we would be holding down here. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.